Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still going.
And, of course, we're in the middle of the Christina Loos Show. When we went for our last break, Otto was telling us about Easter and a Zoom and the fact that Easter is in the kitchen, I believe. But continue on, Otto. I might have gotten that wrong.
No, well, actually, what I said was it was kind of related to when we have family gatherings, for some reason, most of the time people wind up standing in the kitchen drinking hand, all right, and all talking at the same time. And when we were Zooming, it was pretty much like that. It was like we were all in one little pot, and, we were on for about an hour.
Nice.
It was better than nothing. You know, everybody got to say a couple words here and there. So, it's another example of where technology can keep you connected, if you will, to the outer world, even though we're basically isolated. I'll give you my short one, and then I'll be quiet.
No, go ahead.
Basically, we've been out of the house very rare. We do shopping online, which is difficult nowadays because they don't have enough people doing the deliveries, but we've been satisfied so far. And the other exciting thing we do is we go through a drive-thru at, like, McDonald's or Taco Bell, and you know, it's very exciting because you go through and you're outside, you know, but you don't touch anything. You don't talk to anybody. You put your order in on the whatever. And that's how we've been buying milk, actually, going through McDonald's and buying jugs of milk. So that was very exciting. And then I went to Walgreens once with mask, and that was it, to pick up a prescription. But other than that, we're not going anywhere. And it's difficult, but I think you have to do that.
I agree. But I want to just share a story, a Zoom story also. Did anybody watch Saturday Night Live?
No, I didn't yet. But my mom watched it, and she said it was really great how they were doing it via Zoom.
You have to watch it, because at one point, one of the business people did a Zoom for his employees. But there was two women, like, and I'm not degrading them, they're like with the secretaries or the receptionists. They didn't know how to use Zoom. They were crying. They had such a hard time. And one of them took it into the bathroom. And he's yelling, no, don't do that. No, don't, you don't need to see that. But really, if you can go back to the on-demand, they did a good job considering everybody did it from their own house.
John, I believe you ought to have your wife on YouTube for her experience with the computer. Because I laughed out loud on that one. That was really funny.
The poor thing, she lost it that night. Dan doesn't know. Actually, I'll send it to Dan. Last Sunday night, my wife said to me, do you remember that feeling when you were in high school or grammar school on a Sunday night and you got so worked up that the next day was school? And I said, no, because I never cared about school. It didn't bother me. But she was that student, and she got all worked up. Well, she broke into a fit of quasi-laughing, crying. She broke down. She lost it. She was hysterical. And I happen to have my phone, so I taped it. But I'm going to send it to you. It really was good.
Yeah,
lost
it completely.
Well, I think she, like, needed it. You know, I know that. Like I said, everyone's so pent up. And like I said, I'm on this. Listen, I'm an emotional person just on a regular day. So this certainly has just, like, completely, like, rocked my world. And I'm always worried about 10,000 different people at once. Just a lot. But, you know, when Steph left, I could so relate to it, because that's happened. It's like, you know, you just want to laugh and have, like, this release. And I totally, that video of Steph, it really is something that could absolutely go viral. Because it's relatable, certainly.
Yeah.
And this is a person, the reason why, like she's down in the basement right now. She is not computer literate. So she's, you know, my wife is 65. She's working with all these girls that are in their 30s. So they're all on the computer doing Google Classroom and this, that, and the other thing. And she's very lucky because they're all saying, we'll do it and send it to you. She's lost. She doesn't know what to do. And so that's very frustrating because she is the head teacher. And that's fine if you're interacting physically. But via computer, she just, you know, it's a whole different world. As I was saying, and not that, you know, we are seniors, actually. So seniors aren't trained to use the computer. You know, we just use it in that piecemeal situation in life.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, in this circumstance, everyone, you know, that might not have been tech savvy was kind of, listen, I didn't know what the heck Zoom was, you know, and I'm a young person until this happened. And I was like, I need to get, like, on the Zoom track. But, you know, with seniors, they were, like, kind of thrown into it. So I can't even imagine, you know, because my husband, luckily, he works for Nassau BOCES in charge of the grounds. So he's been trying to find ways to keep them. So he's been finding videos and sending them these videos, but some of the guys that work under him are not computer savvy, you know. So I was trying to, and I could see he was getting frustrated trying to explain. I'm like, you have to understand though, this is like a new world for some people, you know. But as Otto said earlier, it's just something that's really important, and I feel like after this is over, it's a push needs to be made, because God forbid something in this kind of realm ever happens again. Or even if you just want to like start a new thing and like Zoom with your family members, you could do that. So it's definitely, I'm sure these technology classes, you know, Barbara Melman, who we've had on the radio show a bunch of times, who does all of our technology for the Terrified classes, also has volunteered to kind of assist and make phone calls and help people. So it's all hands on deck. It's all we can do.
You know, after this is all over, I mean, I think we could have a whole day about the implications that this is going to have. I'm old enough to remember World War II. I was between the ages of 4 and 9 during World War II. And I remember comic books would have ads for war bonds, and Messerschmitt planes flying around, and houses having ribbons in the windows. The people who served, every star meant somebody served. The gold star meant they had somebody who died. People had rationing of coop, of meat, of gas. And I remember all these things, believe it or not, from that age bracket. This is the closest to that that will be going on in many people's lives. And there will be a new normal after this. It will never be like it was before. It's impossible. And it's very much like after World War II was over, that was a whole new planet that people were living in. And I believe that's going to be the deal here. Dan mentioned LIU going to have drop in enrollment. I think there's going to be a big drop in enrollment in a lot of colleges. Because why? A lot of people may not be working. So they can't afford to pay these numbers that are being asked by colleges. It's just not going to happen. You know, and the list is on and on of what's going to happen.
Well, that's why I think, you know, obviously there is going to be a change and it's going to be an ongoing, you know, when I was listening to Governor Cuomo, he was like, there's going to be stages, you know, so right now we're in this stage and hopefully this road to kind of somewhat of a resolution, if we want to call it that. So it's really, you know, listen, I'm a person who is constantly, my brain is 10,000 steps ahead planning, as we all know. And so it's very difficult for me, which I've been struggling with, is kind of like stepping out of that and really actively trying to just take it like one day at a time. Because it's just, it evolves so much, all these things, you know, and we talk about obviously these essential things, you know, you need food, you need your prescriptions, you know, but I mean, what's really rocked people is just like the mental health component of all this. I mean, it's literally living in like a constant state of fear and anxiety of the unknown. And it just comes a lot. So I think it's so important also for people really to recognize that. And there's been, you know, and that's something PI has really been dealing with too, giving different referrals to different hotlines. And, you know, I just want to give out the Mental Health Association of Nassau County, the 24/7 phone link it's called. You can call someone. It's anonymous. It's free. That's 516-489-0100, extension 1. They have family support groups, veteran support groups as well. There's the Long Island Crisis Center. New York State has a mental health hotline, which is 1-844-863-9314. I mean, I can go on and on. The Alzheimer's Association has, but what I really want to stress to people is that Project Independence, we have all teamed up in developing kind of like a database. So I had everyone send me any kind of referral that they've been getting just to put it all together. So you just call 311 or 869-6311, and a social worker or nurse will call you. We've been working, one of us are 7 days a week, you know, so Paula Ewell, who's the deputy commissioner of our department, who's, you know, in charge of social work, has been working Saturday and Sunday. It's just a great feeling to know that, you know, we're able to help in some way. And at this point, I just want to take a moment really to thank all the people out there, you know, the essential workers who don't have the luxury of sitting in their living room, you know, making phone calls and Zooming. And, you know, it's the nurses, the doctors, the grocery store workers, the delivery people. I mean, I can go on and on. You know, my best friend, as I said earlier, works for HRC in a group home, you know, with individuals who really look at her like a mother figure, frankly. And it's so hands-on, and it's just, those are the people that I think are angels and deserve to be praised. And I can't say thank you enough, so.
Honestly, Christina, you're 100% right there, because unfortunately, people don't pay attention. You know, they pay attention to the cops and the firemen and the doctors, which is very important. But the person in the supermarket is taking a risk to make sure the shelves are stocked and your baby has something to eat, or your grandmother has something to eat. So when you come by and pick up some food and drop it off, it's there.
Well, I think we have been taking so many things for granted, and that I don't think will happen for a while.
No, I agree, Otto. You know, I'm always like the queen of saying like count your blessings. But I feel like in this situation, it really just, you know, I mean, things that you really did take for granted. I was excited that I was able to get avocados. You know, I took that for granted.
Oh,
and I was like so excited.
For a facial.
I can't wait to get my hair done. I can't wait to get my nails done. I mean, there's a lot.
We're going to come right back to that issue with you and Otto, but right now we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.